games he's got on the schedule for us. But it's time now for the weekend preview.
That's right, fellas. A big weekend of football ahead of us here as we get into week three of the NFL season. And no Badgers game, so we got this in full. What are you laughing about, Taos?
I feel like Jeff Probst is going to come and snuff off my flame. That's what I'm laughing about. All right, continue.
Well, will any of these Big Ten teams have their flame extinguished this weekend? Friday Night Football on Fox tonight featuring a Big Ten top 25.
We come on board with this Friday Night Football Big Ten now?
No, not me.
I have. I have. I'm excited. I know we play, Minnesota on Black Friday. I'm starting to dig the I liked it last year. We played Purdue down there in West Lafayette. For as much as I fought against it in the beginning, I'm on board with it. I like it. All right, Jesse, which is the game?
Tonight.
Because I'm going to like it.
Yeah, it's at 5 o'clock your time, so that'll take some adjusting.
Just wait. So then will my alarm, if I'm setting it, will that be 7 o'clock because it's there and my phone is Central Standard Time phone? Or is it because I'm out west, I have to set it for 5 o'clock? How does that work again?
I'm going to give you all Taush time for the games that we're going to review this weekend, and that'll just throw everybody
off. It's a brand new time zone. TDT.
24th ranked Illinois at 22nd ranked Nebraska. A battle of unbeatens. 5 p.m. Pacific tonight. Televised nationally on Fox. Big game. Then tomorrow, a couple of good college games too, including this Big Ten clash at 12:30 Pacific on CBS. The USC Trojans, 11th ranked in the country, visit 18th ranked Michigan. Fun little contest there.
Ooh.
Defending champs going to go 2-2 if USC puts it to them in the Big House. The primetime game on ABC tomorrow night, 6th ranked Tennessee at 15th ranked Oklahoma. 4:30 Pacific time on ABC. This is really tough, actually. Also honorable mention in that time slot as well on NBC, Minnesota and Iowa playing in the Big Ten Saturday night game. Then on Sunday, Packers play at 10 a.m. Pacific time.
Oh, God.
So the 1:25 game, America's Game of the Week, the 0-2 Baltimore Ravens at Mike McCarthy and the 1-1 Dallas Cowboys. And then your Sunday night football game at 5:20 Pacific on NBC, the Kansas City Chiefs and Kirk Cousins and the Atlanta Falcons. Taush, which of those games stands out most to you?
So this is a rarity for me because obviously Badger games, we don't have a Badger game. That's why I'm out west. I normally am going to go NFL. If it's not a Wisconsin Badger game. This weekend is the oppo of that. I am excited. That Friday night game has piqued my interest. Is Nebraska back? Are they real? How is, you know, Brett Bielema and the Illinois Fighting Illini? They've done some good things. They've had a couple of pretty good wins. So that game, I think, is going to tell you a lot because Wisconsin plays Nebraska. Wisconsin has a very tough schedule. We didn't think Nebraska would be part of that. We'll see then. And then the whole idea, we obviously play USC next Saturday at we don't know what time, hopefully early Pacific time. I don't really care what time it is, Central. That versus Michigan will tell you a lot about both teams too. So you're going to start seeing a little bit more about who these Big Ten teams are and whether or not they're real contenders or not. And I think Saturday and Friday are going to give you good indicators of that.
Yeah, I am still not a Brett Bielema fan. I'm not big on Matt Rhule either, frankly. But that
what do you got against Rhule?
Nothing specific. But I just don't. I don't want to watch college football on a Friday night. That's just not my jam, man.
Well, what are you going to do? Law and Order?
Maybe. There is a homecoming parade. For our freshman in high school, so we're going to go see her walk in the parade with her two sports teams.
But 7 o'clock?
I think it's at 5:30, but then afterward, there's some, you know, you're milling about with other parents and stuff, so I'll have to miss my guy Brett Bielema.
How are you walking two parades at the same time?
So I think they're the coaches who are great about figuring out a way for Maddie to be able to participate on both teams have been, because you know my children are perfect. If you don't listen to the show every day, just ask Tausch.
Is she the Bo Jackson of whatever high school you're going to?
She's for the fall season. She is a little Bo Jackson-ish. Yes, but they are nice enough to try and put their teams together in the parade so she can like switch off between the two groups as she walks. So
you know what they say about it. You know what they say about somebody with two teams?
They've got none.
There you go. Same as
they're very talented athletes.
Yeah, you can. Good one, you can look at it. You can look at it from both perspectives.
That's not what Jeff Probst over there was going for, though. So I knew where he was headed.
The tribe has spoken.
Indeed, they have. So the game that I am intrigued by, of course, because Mike McCarthy's my guy, and they got boat raced by the Saints last week. So these are two pretty desperate teams at 3:25 on Sunday between the Ravens, who are a concerning 0-2, and the Cowboys, who are now 1-1. So that would be the game. But I'll be busy writing about the Packers' second straight win with Malik Willis at quarterback.
What Next. Time is that? What time is that game again?
3:25
Eastern?
No, that's Central.
1:25 Tausch time.
Oh, okay. Good.
Unless you're going to like Hawaii from there, then we'll have to make an adjustment.
No Hawaii, I don't think. But that would really—you talk about really get me flustered. That would do it. So I think that's another 2 hours. I think so. That would be
shouldn't have brought it up.
That would be 11:25. And that depends if the time zone, if the daylight savings time is hit yet.
That's a factor, too.
I hope you never go to Arizona.
Well, dude, it's not even that, but we're getting to that time. When is the clock switch in like 2 weeks, right?
That's Isn't the first it weekend October? In November.
Oh, okay. Very confusing.
It's been that way for like 20 years now.
Yeah. Still very confusing.
All right. That is the weekend preview. Headlines are next. We're so excited for headlines. I'm curious if we are going to be able... Jesse, you've done a great job so far, but I'm always leery of playing video from the Academy into the show. You think you can do it again? You feel good about
this. It? We got it. We're good.
All right.
And you're going to be impressed with the acting this week, Jason, if you haven't seen it on the social platforms yet.
I have not seen it. I've been avoiding it on purpose. I am very curious, though, because obviously last week's acting was top
you
notch,
were
at,
really,
least by, at least
you
by
were
one
really
of us.
Good. You were really good last week.
I play Sandra Bullock in all my spoofs. All right.
The ending still where you're like, yeah, you do now. And then Maddie put that side by side. You were very Sandy Bullock-esque. It was good.
Not bad for never having seen the movie.
Even makes it better.
I read the book, though. All right. We need to get to headlines. Those are next. You can take it to the bank that Tausch and his brothers are always going to be creative. You can take it to the bank that Associated Bank is always going to have great customer service. I've experienced it, and they've got the awards that, if you don't believe me, believe J.D. Power and all the other folks that have given them the awards for their great retail banking customer service. And on top of that, you can obviously, if you're a Packers fan, get Packers checking. If you're a Badgers fan, get Badgers checking. If you're a Brewers fan, get Brewers checking. But you always get the same great customer service. So go to AssociatedBank.com to find out more. Headlines are next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
Wildy and Tausch is brought to you by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Tito's makes the good stuff for good times. Find recipes, videos, and more at Tito'sVodka.com.
All right, now's the thing that everyone has been waiting for, from sea to shining sea. Oh, it's starting to brighten up out there.
Time the zones are weird, man.
It's weird, man. Sometimes it looks like the sun is coming up, and then like a couple hours later, it gets dark and there's fire. It's a wacky deal out here.
It's like Good Friday. Time now for headlines.
We've buried the lead.
But it's not all doom and gloom.
Yeah, I've read the headlines.
It's time to predict this week's headlines.
All right, so Jesse, what happens next?
All right, so Tausch has, we've released the video on the Wilde and Tausch social media platforms. The time is come and gone for everyone to suggest their guesses on the ESPN Wisconsin talk and text line for a chance to win a tailgate experience at a 2025 game in Green Bay. So without further ado, we now get to play this week's movie scene for all to enjoy here on the Wilde and Tausch video stream, if you're there with us. Otherwise, we hope it translates well over the air. And let's see if Jason can identify which movie this is. I have a feeling you're going to get this one pretty quickly, Jason. So without further ado, here is this week's scene.
What are the chances that a team like you and a team like us end up in the Super Bowl together?
Well, Tennessee, that's difficult to say. We really don't.
Hit me with it, Green Bay. Just tell it to me straight. You're going to beat us by 13 on Sunday. You came a long way to play here. What are our chances?
Not very good.
Like 1 in 100?
Vegas says 1 in a million.
So you're telling me there's a chance. Yeah!
Wow! The acting.
Now that's impressive.
Next level from Eleanor. Max, you did okay, too. But wow! Sandra Bullock 2.0, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, she's got some chops. I would say of our family, she's the Christian Bale of the Tauscher Academy. That's what I would say after that performance. Pretty good.
Yes, no doubt about it. That was fantastic. So that is obviously Dumb and Dumber.
You ever think that that should have been the name of our show?
Whoa, Nelly!
No, I don't know who'd be who. I think I know who a retired Navy fellow would think, but outside of that, I don't know for sure.
All right, well, no, I'm glad that we did not call that this show that. All right, so that
terrible
is your headline.
Sequel. By the way, terrible sequel. The Dumb and like, I never Dumber saw the and sequel. Dumbest.
And
it
they're not even in the
Jim
movie.
Carrey. It was so bad.
There's like two other random guys.
Sometimes you just got to think, I'm not going to CTD. I'm not CTD. And I'm just going to, it was good, let it go. CTD is chase that dollar, Jason, just so you know.
Oh, everybody knows I never heard that.
Yeah, I would think that you'd know that.
I'd never heard that quote before. Okay, so. Now, do you do? I'm still trying to get used to this.
Yeah,
boy, it's really
tricky.
Brightened up out there.
Yeah, it's
so
crazy.
So then you also give a headline?
I do. Yeah, I have one that the Academy puts together, and if I may, are you ready?
I am.
All right. Hold the mayo. Willis versus Levis. Me leaks GB's chances. Pack, yeah, wins, yeah, big, yeah. Pack wins big, 31-17.
Not bad. That was pretty good,
thanks.
Actually.
All right. Yeah, it's good.
Mockingbird. All right. So, sticking with the Dumb and Dumber theme. Now, I am still of the belief, as I have mentioned earlier in the program, when it was even brighter outside in California, that I don't think Jordan Love is playing. I just don't. I think he's another week away. I think this was a ramp up week. So the premise of my Dumb and Dumber headline is predicated on Malik Willis starting once again.
Okay. Yep.
So there you go. Here we go. We've got an injured QB. We're giving our running back 40 carries a game. Our pets' heads are falling off. But you know, Maddie and Steno, just when I think you can't possibly be any smarter, you put together this game plan and totally redeem yourselves. Packers 21, Titans 17.
Nice.
All right, Jesse, try to top those.
I had a feeling one of you would snag that line, so I went with one a little more basic. extra quarterback? You've had this extra quarterback this whole time? Malik Willis leads Packers to victory over his former team in Nashville. Packers win 28-14.
All right.
Wow.
That's good. I love that Jesse's now trying to play chess. He's guessing what we're going to be using, and I don't know if he's got two in the tank or if he is really that smart and he knows how our minds work, but yeah. That's pretty good, Jesse. Going third's not easy with this Dumb and Dumber.
Dude. Especially when Jason puts his paragraphs together and snags half the movie for
That's
not half the movie. You could have quoted Dumb and Dumber 2. None of us would have even known.
It's fair.
All right. So that is our rendition of headlines. We are going to say farewell to Mr. California.
My torch is getting snuffed. I got blindsided by Jim Carrey, and my torch is out.
I can't wait for next week's headlines. What I also can't wait for is our next trip to Fleet Farm. Paul and I have been there a lot lately. We were stocking up on our bubbler drinks. We had some lawn stuff we wanted to get. We had some pet stuff we wanted to get. We had some bird seed we needed. And you know that Fleet Farm's got everything you need for everyday life. But did you also know that they also have the best prices, a guaranteed, any day, every day, from household essentials to power tools and more, you will not find better deals. Shop the best prices guaranteed today, both in-store and online at fleetfarm.com. And whether you, like us, own a cat, a dog, or both, or maybe eight in total, Fleet Farm is the place to find all their everyday essentials. Shop top brands like Purina and Science Diet for food and treats and more for all of your four-legged friends, just not as many as we have. Get all your everyday pet essentials at the best prices at Fleet Farm. Whoa, Nelly, sans Jeff Probst, is next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
Fun. I do love Dumb and Dumber. I felt like it was a little bit of a miss, though, because wasn't Tausch out in Colorado and at that hotel or pub or wherever it is where it's, we landed on the moon?
At some point, he was in Aspen.
With his friend Samsonite. I was way off. All right. Thanks to the Academy and the headline crew there. We'll see what the movie is next week. Before we can get to Whoa Nelly, Jesse, do you have the cheese fry helmet of victory nearby where you can pick this week's trivia winner?
We sure do. Chrissy has it here. She's going to help me draw the winner this week.
Well, wait. So. Well, let her pick.
I'm going to. I'm just mixing.
She can't be trusted to mix?
No, it's her first time doing the cheese fry. There we go.
I love the fact that she mixed it right in your face after you acted like she couldn't handle that part of the job.
Oh, this is an upset. Today's contestant, Hugh, is not the winner this week.
Oh, no. He had all the extra entries.
The clubhouse favorite, not the winner. It is one of the two Justins who participated this week.
Just in Milwaukee or just in another place?
Just in Cudahy. Wednesday's Wisconsin geography contestant. He only got one question right.
Wow.
Sometimes that's all you need. Nicely done, Justin in Cudahy.
Well, just in time for Whoa Nelly.
If the topic is good, the guys discuss.
Just the other morning, I had breakfast at Tracy Sirocco's house. His mama brought out 15 flapjacks. He said, mama, take back 5 of them flapjacks. I gotta stay hungry for the Crimson Tide.
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for...
Whoa, Nelly!
On Wildy and Tausch.
Jesse, I'm going to channel my inner Tauscher. Well, before you start, Whoa, Nelly.
Oh, boy.
I got a question.
Uh-huh. Does that hat look good?
That was not the question. The answer is clearly yes, although I turned it inside out because, oddly enough, there were two straight segments where I was wearing a totally different hat. I don't know what happened there.
Kind of looks more like a cowboy hat now.
Giddy up. I can shape it a little bit for you. There you can see the M&Ms. Now I look like Gilligan.
more so than usual.
Indeed. Hey, little buddy. So, you have Mo at home.
Sure do.
Okay. Chrissy, I don't know if you're allowed to talk, but does Chrissy's family have pets?
She says yes.
Okay.
Technically, Chrissy has not gone through the clearance. We're big sticklers about the air clearance process.
No, I understand.
Pablo's been on TV 7 years, but we got to have him go through the clearance process.
Yeah, I wanted to respect the process. I think that's important. So, we have Stella and Sadie. They are our two dogs. And one of them, Stella, is here begging for hard salami off of my sandwich. Do you feed Mo human food?
Short answer is yes. I believe it's virtually impossible to go through life without someone feeding your dog human food. We tried when I was a kid, we tried really hard to never give our dog any human food so he would only enjoy his dog food and his treats, and that would be great. And then we hosted Thanksgiving, and my grandpa came over, bless his heart, started feeding the dog turkey openly from his plate underneath the table while everybody's sitting around eating Thanksgiving dinner, and the dog was never the same after that. So I think even as much as you may try, you'll never succeed in only feeding your dog food forever.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have tried to, normalize that in some sense. The most important thing is to keep him away from begging at the table. So if you can say it's okay, like he knows there's food on the table, don't let him jump up. Don't let him go bother anybody. If you're going to give him anything, take it over to his dish and put it in. That's the approach that we've had. That's the approach my parents had with our dog back in the day. And that seems to work fairly well.
Okay. All right. Now time for Whoa, Nelly.
Well, that you just asked without it. What was the context?
Because she's sitting right here. Hold on a second.
Where's he going? Oh, hey there.
This is Stella.
What a good girl Stella
is. Dad, I don't want to be on TV. I just want your sausage.
This is not Stella's first appearance on the Wildy and Tausch video stream.
Yeah, you're a good dog, aren't you? Okay.
Whoa, Nelly!
So she's sitting here listening to the show, which she never does anymore. She used to watch every single episode right from the doorway of my studio. And now, just because I've got sausage, I can't get rid of her.
She goes back and watches on YouTube later.
Yes, that's a big fan of the YouTube stream. All right, what do you got for
Whoa, Nelly!
Something that we have not gotten to yet this week, and now I don't know if we can have the radio analyst of Wisconsin football call in to discuss this, but...
Yeah, he blew us off this week.
I guess, it's a bye week, so they're figuring some things out. Gotta get back.
They got a lot to figure out.
They sure do. Barry Alvarez joined the Great Dane Huddle earlier this week. A lot of great insight. If you have not heard it yet, the full hour with Tarek Salah, Derek Engler, Barry Alvarez, Alex Gravatt, one of my favorite Great Dane Huddles that I've ever heard in the many years that show has existed.
Three professional athletes on that panel plus Barry Alvarez.
It's a heck of a way to look at it. So Barry weighed in on a number of things Badger-related, but he also did weigh in on the Green Bay Packers' victory over the Colts last weekend. Here is what Barry Alvarez said about the coaching job done by head coach Matt LaFleur.
I love what I saw at Green Bay. You talk about coaching. That's about knowing who's available, who's not, putting a game plan together to win a game, regardless of who shows up. We're going to win this game. I loved
great
what
game
I saw. That's coaching.
That's coaching.
I love to see that.
Very complimentary of Barry Alvarez, of Packers head coach Matt LaFleur.
That's because it looked like a Barry Alvarez game plan.
Well, maybe that's why it took him back to the old days of Ron Dayne running the football, and that was what he thought when he was watching it. What is the proper assessment of Matt LaFleur following last week's game? We talked, obviously, a lot of praise earlier in the week. I know there were some lists Brad Nortman made, Jim Mattingly made about top five coaches and whether he belongs in that discussion. What is fair to say about Matt LaFleur after last week?
He did a great job for one game in creating a game plan that worked. He and Adam Stenovich and Jason Vrabel and everybody, they conjured up a game plan that worked. Now, as Matt LaFleur will tell you, and I quote, the game plan is only the game plan. It's the players who bring it to life. Boy, this hat really does look ridiculous when it's turned up that way. It's important to recognize that this game plan isn't worth anything if his guys can't execute it. And that means an offensive line blocking guys that they know, already know they're running the football. That is Josh Jacobs, and I understand he lost a fumble, but that is Josh Jacobs finding openings and spinning out of tackles to gain 151 yards or whatever he ended up with. Like, those guys deserve the credit, too. And look, I'm only half kidding when I say that about Barry, because I covered the Barry Alvarez era, a good chunk of it, and that is how they won football games. Mike Samuel threw about as much as Malik Willis. And they won, and they won, and they won. And so he's right. He deserves a ton of credit. It all comes down to this. If Jordan Love is not playing on Sunday, to me, like I did at the beginning of the week with Matt in the Monday press conference, 24-hour rule, hey, great job on the game plan. Now what? And it's all about how you're going to conjure something up this week after the Titans saw what you did last week. And then we're really going to be talking about what a great game planner he and his staff are if they're able to do that again to the Titans on Sunday.
Whoa, Nelly!
I'm realizing this Whoa, Nelly is just turning into a round of did you hear this?
Did you hear this?
Because here's another one that was great from just yesterday. Joe Thomas, he was on our show last Friday. He was also on The Jump Around, a new weekly digital Badgers show hosted by Jim Rutledge and Brad Nortman every Thursday at 12:30, streaming on our YouTube platform.
Is this in German?
No, this is in English. Definitely not the German influence he had when he was on our show last week.
Very good. Sehr gut, ja.
But Joe Thomas talking about Badger football, because he had gotten my hopes up last week when he joined us that Wisconsin was going to stay competitive with Alabama. That did not come to fruition, but here is what Joe said assessing the state of the Badgers on The Jump Around.
I think the identity that I had when I was there on the teams with Barry and then with Brett in his first season and then with Paul was like, hey, we're going to be disciplined. We're not going to make mistakes. We're going to run the football. We'll take some shots down the field. We're going to play tough defense. We're not going to be able to do some of the things that you want to do maybe at the skill positions because we just can't recruit those type of players that teams from the South or in Texas, Florida are able to do. So we're going to be really good at what we can do, and we're going to control the things we can control, which is mistakes, it's penalties, it's mental errors, and we're going to just play good, tough, hard football. And I think that's the identity that Fickell wants to have, but there's a little bit of a disconnect right now with who they want to be and who they are. And I don't know if it's because of the offense that they're trying to implement here with the air raid, where they want to throw a lot of passes, and so they really are struggling to kind of throw the ball down the field, which...
Yeah, so that, again, that's Joe Thomas.
Boy, he's really concise. Sounds like a Wilde question at a press conference.
It sure does. So he keeps going there, but obviously, like, he points out what you were just saying about the identity being running the football. What do you think Wisconsin is going to end up doing when it's all set? I know you're not in the prediction business, so if you want to dance around that, feel free. But what
I think they're going to end up having a new offensive coordinator next year.
Oh.
How's that for a bold prediction?
That's as bold as you get.
Yeah.
Tausch leaves. Look at this. This is fun.
It's amazing what happens when I... never mind.
Do you think that would solve the issues of
it depends
what
who
we've
they
seen
would
so far?
Depends who they would hire to replace him, right? But, you know, people who know a lot more about the Badgers than I do I've had a few conversations. Because I'm just curious, as someone who wants to see his alma mater succeed... I'm not rooting against, you know, I am a Jim Leonard stan, and I would have loved to have seen my old friend get the job, you know, and then Tausch would have the
AD covered and I would have the coach covered in terms of friendships, but I'm not rooting in any way against Luke Fickell. I want them to succeed. I just don't know through 16 games of the Fickell era, I just don't know what the offensively what they how close they are to what they had in mind for what their offense was going to look like. And if you can't run that kind of offense with the people you have, then you need to run a different offense, and that probably means somebody else's offense run by someone else. That's all. I loved it when Longo was on. He's my kind of coach. He's entertaining. He's energetic. He's engaging. And maybe everything will be fine eventually. But I understand why there's a lot of fans, especially ones that are as old as me, who remember an offense that looked a lot like the Packers offense did on Sunday. It doesn't look like that.
So there's no Badger football game this week. They have a bye before going at USC next week. We talked in the weekend preview. USC is at Michigan on Saturday in their Big Ten opener. I'm starting to think, coming out of a bye, Braden Locke has starting experience in big games, obviously played against Alabama, and he, tough situation for anybody to step into. With 2 weeks to prepare, knowing how important it's going to be to come out strong after this bye and after Alabama stuck it to him, I'm starting to get my hopes up about USC next week. I'm starting to think if they're going to get one of these signature wins this year, that's going to be the one.
Well, good luck with that. They seem to be playing pretty well, do they not?
USC's very good. They seem to be very good, yes. They beat LSU. They're probably going to beat Michigan this weekend.
So maybe this isn't the week. Look, here's the biggest thing for me. And I love that Fickell gives Tausch a hard time. That really entertains me a lot. I do believe he's a good football coach. I just think, we live in such a, and I just was guilty of it, right, talking about the offense. We live in such a microwave fandom society that even sports writers who aren't really fans are guilty of it, and that is we want results right away. And I think that the way the game has evolved and changed with the instant transfers and the NIL, I think there's a lot of programs that are like Wisconsin that are trying to figure out where they fit in the ecosystem and what the best path is to victory. I don't know what it is for them yet, and they don't either. And so I am more than willing to be patient, like Matt LaFleur with Braden Narveson, to wait and see when they figure it out. I just think that there are certain types of people that grow up in our fine state that play football a certain way, and that probably needs to be a component of your identity, just because those are the guys that, like, the dude that's on this show, right? The dude that's coaching out in Idaho. Like, those guys are offensive linemen. They're those types of guys. And, whether or not you're going to be able to win the way they're playing right now, I don't know the answer to that. All right. That was a fun Whoa Nelly. It was more like me being interviewed. It's like Thursday Wildy or Weekly Wildy, whatever that is that we call with Strofe.
Pretty much just none of the regular things that we do in Whoa Nelly. So that makes me feel good.
Yeah, it was a nice change of pace. All right, so it made you feel good. That sounds like a segue into Feel Good Friday, painted by Home and Lindsay Paints. We'll do that to wrap up the week. Next, it's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
Born and raised. Time for Feel Good Friday, painted by Home and Lindsay Paints. We got Pablo Iglesias now chiming in the chat on the YouTube channel.
Oh, boy.
Does Tausch know the most annoying sound in the world? Nice. Well played, sir. All right, Jesse, you got it first. What's your Feel Good Friday painted by Home and Lindsay Paints?
Our teammate Brian D at ESPN Milwaukee is doing something really fun later today as part of Kyle Bruston Nortman, KBN this afternoon, benefiting Camp One Step, which provides free year-round camp experiences for kids with cancer and their families, fostering joy, belonging, confidence, and lifelong friendships. So Brian is going to be running in the Chicago Marathon. And so in preparation for that and the proceeds that he raises benefiting Camp One Step, He'll be running 26.2 miles, a full marathon, on the treadmill in the ESPN Milwaukee office today, doing live check-ins during their show in the afternoon. He just got started a few minutes ago, so he'll be checking in later. So really, really fun to see a good friend and teammate, Brian D, and a great cause that he's supporting. And we'll be able to catch it this afternoon to hear how it's all going throughout the course of it. So hopefully he's not like, you know, hopefully he's in good shape and he's been practicing and he's not like, you know, struggling and gasping for air and throwing up on the show and all that kind of, like, hopefully that doesn't happen. Or maybe it does if it makes it more compelling. But benefiting Camp One Step, and there's all kinds of ways. If you follow Brian on Twitter, Brian JD, you can find all of the ways that you can help support and donate, and all for a great cause, for a great guy and a great teammate. So
you can go to camponestep.org to find out more about what they do. But yes, follow Brian and make sure you donate through him, because he's doing this for a great cause. All right, I'm going to be a little preachy here. This is not your typical Feel Good Friday for me. So there have been two stories in the last 24 hours, and you've heard me say many times on this show, I'm not here to tell you how to be a fan. But Dan Campbell is selling his house in suburban Detroit because fans found out where he lived and would prank and do questionable activities around his house when the Lions would lose. Will Levis, who I agree has not played well as the quarterback for the Tennessee Titans, had his cell phone number leaked and has been getting hate texts from angry Titans fans. Now, it's hard to be serious with this hat on. Look, I understand, okay? I'm not going to tell you when you should cheer, all the other stuff. That's not my job. I'm a reporter. But we got to be better than this. Okay, these are still games. These are still real human beings. And if you're pissed off that your team lost, I get it. Now, I don't feel those same feelings as you. And again, I don't want to be preachy guy. I'm just saying, can we please be better? And I know the vast, vast, vast majority of fans don't do this type of stuff. But if you get pissed at Quay Walker on Sunday, if you get mad at Malik Willis because he throws an interception that loses the game, just try to remember he's a person still, too. Okay? And I know I'm talking to a small minority of fans, but I saw these stories, and they literally were the opposite of Feel Good Friday. And I wanted to make sure that let's focus on the positives. Yes, there's going to be frustrations for you as a fan, but let's not take them out on the people that are playing the games, because I know it's not middle school basketball, but they're trying. And sometimes things don't go that way. We got to be better than that. All right, again, go to camponestep.org to find out more about a really great cause and to support Brian. I don't know how Brian's texting us while he's running a marathon on a treadmill,
seems suspicious.
But you're welcome for supporting your cause. I'll get my donation in while you're still running. He's probably using Siri, I'm guessing.
What if he's like running really slow? Is he going to stay there till like 1 in the morning when everybody goes home?
I don't know. Jesse, you're the one who's gotten in great shape, so the next thing I expect is for you to run with Brian in the 2025 Chicago Marathon. All right, that's it for us today.
Make him some cabbage.
We'll do it again on Monday. Cabbage Nelson is your new nickname. That's it for us. Have a great day. Take care. Be good.
Miss any of today's episode of Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin? Commercial-free full show podcasts are available free on Wisconsin On Demand.